mentioned yesterday that the Shulchan Aruch paskens that the reading of Parshas Zachor is a mitzvah min haTorah. There may be another Kriyas haTorah out there that may also be the Araisa, and that's the reading of Parshas Parah. However, that's a little bit more questionable. There are some Mishnayos who do quote this possibility, that the reading of Parshas Parah is also considered to be a mitzvah min haTorah, and many question that. Whereas Parshas Zachor, it says explicitly, Zachor Tasher Socha Malek, so that we can understand that includes the reading of Parshas Parah, Parshas Zachor. But where does the Chumash say to actually read Parshas Parah? So it's very unclear what the answer to that question is. Because that question is so problematic, that the Vilna Gaon argue that the whole thing is not true, that it's not really true, there never really was such an opinion, and the reading of Parshas Parah is in fact only Midrabanan. So that's a question. Shulchan Aruch does quote the possibility that Parah is Deraisa and others question it. What is the difference practically whether we're dealing with the Kriyas HaTorah, Deraisa, or Derabanan? Whether we're dealing with Zohar, or Parah, or any other, why does it interest us? After all, we have to perform mitzvahs, whether they're Deraisa or Derabanan. So there is a question in the Rishonim about what the standards of a Sefer Torah have to be in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. According to the opinion of most of the youth in the Rishonim, it has to be an absolute kosher Sefer Torah, and therefore if it's missing a letter, or if any letters has a mistake or any problem in it, then the entire Sefer Torah cannot be used for Kriyas HaTorah. That's the majority view. Nevertheless, there's a minority view in the Rishonim that says no, that since Kriyas HaTorah is only Midrabanan, therefore it doesn't really have to be a kosher Sefer Torah. As long as it basically looks like a Sefer Torah, I pretty much got most of the words there, that would be okay. It's missing a letter, missing a word here and there, that wouldn't disqualify the Sefer Torah for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. We don't really accept this view la'alacha, except in the following sense. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from his Rebbe, from Yaakov Beirav, some of you may have davened in the Beirav Shul this past Shabbos. I don't think that's what it looked like in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, but Rav Yaakov Beirav, who was the Rav of Tzfat, who was the Rebbe of the Shulchan Aruch, so he came up with the following chiddush. He said that even though we would not take out a Sefer Torah that's possible mechatchila to lane with, but b'di'evit, if we laned already, and then afterwards we realize that the Sefer Torah was missing a letter or something, then we will not repeat the Kriyas HaTorah. According to the view that one didn't actually fulfill Kriyas HaTorah, one would have to start all over again. But the Ma'ariv Beirav said, no, that as long as you read it already, it's ready after the fact, and it's only Derabbanan anyway, and according to some opinions, the Sefer Torah is kosher even if it's possible. So b'di'evit, you don't have to lane again. And that's how we paskin that lachas. That's why in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that if a Sefer Torah is found out mistaken, probably you've seen this more than once, even if the Sefer Torah is put away, we don't go all the way back to the beginning of the parasha. We just pick off from where we left off, because b'di'evit, we rely on those poskim who say that the Kriyas HaTorah would be acceptable. So now the question becomes, would this be applicable in Zohar or Parah? What if you found a mistake, you're relating Pasha Zohar, and then you realize that it's a mistake in the Sefer Torah? So here you don't have the liberty to say, well, it's on a Derabbanan anyway, we can remake it with the evidence, fine. What would happen if it was in Pasha's Parah? So it would depend. If you hold that Pasha's Parah is Deraisa, then you would have to repeat the whole reading of Pasha's Parah again. If it's on a Derabbanan, then we can be more lenient. So this shall actually happen to Loch Lamaisa in our yeshiva. This goes back about somewhere between 25 and 30 years ago. It was Shabbos morning, and they were relating Pasha's Parah, and lo and behold, they found a mistake in the Sefer Torah. And the question is, what do you do at that point? So most Kriyas HaTorahs, we wouldn't go back for B'diyev, we rely on the Rishonim and say it was okay. But Pasha's Parah is a Shabbos Deraisa. So a big machlokes broke out at the time between different people in the yeshiva as to what should we do. So as most issues that get resolved in our yeshiva, it was a machlokes, remained a machlokes. I think some chevra went up to the side room and took out a Sefer Torah to lane Parah again. Others didn't. I forgot, it was a long time ago exactly what happened, but that was the total. That was the Shaila. This is very Shaila. What do you do if you find a mistake in Pasha's Parah? Okay.